Please. Number 6 by the Rabash. The order of the work is that since we are born after the sin, the tree of knowledge, we already immersed in the will to receive. We are already immersed in the will to receive for her sake, on which there was a restriction. For this reason, in order for us to begin the work in Lo Lishma, that is, when we begin to observe Torah and Mitzvot, we must believe even if Lo Lishma, since without faith, even if Lo Lishma, we cannot work. Whenever the work is on the basis of faith, it is hard to work. That is, only where the reward and punishment are revealed. The work is called within reason, because we immediately see results. But when the reward and punishment are covered, we must only believe in reward and punishment. Even Lo Lishma is a great effort. However, this is still not so bad because it's not against the nature of the will to receive for oneself. But if we want to achieve Dvikut, called in order to bestow, the body begins to resist with all its might. And it is impossible to emerge from the control of the will to receive without help from above. It was said about this, were it not for the help of the Creator, he will not overcome it. Again, number 6. Sorry, there's a continuation. It was said about this, were not for the help of the Creator, he would not overcome it. The advice for this is Torah, since the light in it reforms him.
The first excerpt?
No.
So, number 7, by the Rabash. Sometimes I, the Lord, who dwells with them in the midst of their tum'ah, impurity, meaning that even when they still do not have vessels that are ready to be in equivalence, in order to assist a person in achieving this, he must be aided from above. This is the meaning of Lo Lishma, that the light in it reforms him. That light is called the Lord who dwells with them in the midst of their tum'ah, impurity. This pertains specifically to one who wants to achieve Lishma but cannot overcome his body. Hence, he is given that light so he can defeat the will to receive and walk in the way of the Creator, which is bestowal.
Read some more.
הכניסה לעבודה מוכרח להיות שלא לשמה.
The entry into the work must be in Lo Lishma, meaning that by believing in the Creator, he will have a life of pleasure. This means that if he does this action called faith, it will give him elation and superior mental forces.
בזמן שאינו עושה את הפעולה הזאת.
Then, when he does not perform this action, it follows that this is a segula by which he can taste greater flavors in quantity and quality than what he tastes while he is doing other things in order to receive pleasure. This means that there are many ways to obtain pleasure, such as eating, drinking, and sleeping, or impressive clothes, or by doing things that make people respect him. Such actions are means by which he obtains pleasure. Yet the pleasure that these actions yield for him are limited in quantity and quality. Conversely, the segula of faith brings him greater pleasure in quantity and quality. All this is called lo lishma, because his intention is only to obtain a greater pleasure.